To the editor. The announcement of a new $71 million arena, excluding the 15% average overage costs on commercial building projects, thus conservatively $80 million final cost, in North Bay has ignited a spirited debate within the community. While the prospect of a state-of-the-art facility is undoubtedly exciting, it is essential to consider the broader context in which this development is taking place. In a city with unique demographic and economic characteristics, finding the right balance between investing in infrastructure and addressing pressing social and financial concerns becomes paramount. Even with the proposed government grants, the proposed arena could leave the North Bay taxpayer with a $60 million burden. North Bay's average income of $58,000, lagging behind the national average of $66,000, sets the stage for a multifaceted discussion. It's apparent that the decision to construct a multi-million dollar arena must be weighed against the capacity of the local population to financially support such a venture. The stark reality of a 12% unemployment rate in North Bay demands careful consideration. Furthermore, North Bay's demographic makeup presents a unique challenge. With 37% of the population aged 55 years or older, the priorities of the city's residents may require the consideration of a more practical and less extravagant arena. An arena that clearly meets the standard for ice sports but does not exceed requirements and is thus less costly to construct. While a modern arena can contribute to the cultural vibrancy of a city and provide recreational opportunities, it's crucial to ensure that such facilities consider the community's capacity to sustain the project. The concerns of the older population, and childless families who may not frequent the arena, should not be overlooked. The statistic that only 16% of North Bay families have one or more children highlights the necessity for a nuanced approach. While the arena could potentially be a space for family-oriented events and activities, it's important to gauge the extent to which this demographic would truly benefit. Would its primary impact be on a limited segment of the population, potentially leaving out those who might need more immediate assistance and support? Notwithstanding the current state of repair of current ice surfaces in North Bay, might it be more prudent to spend less on new construction while upgrading current arenas, if possible? The fiscal aspect of this decision cannot be ignored either. North Bay's high municipal tax rate, surpassed only by a few other cities in Ontario, underlines the need for prudence in resource allocation. It's crucial to ensure that the burden of funding such a substantial project does not disproportionately fall on the shoulders of the city's already financially strained residents. Could innovative funding models, partnerships, or grants help alleviate the financial impact? In considering the construction of a new arena, North Bay faces the challenge of finding a balance between investing in its future and addressing its present needs. The city must reflect on whether the proposed arena aligns with its economic realities, demographic composition, and immediate priorities. Engaging in a transparent and inclusive dialogue with the community is essential. The decision-making process should consider a diverse range of perspectives, and the ultimate verdict should aim to benefit the greatest number of North Bay residents, both now and in the future. Indeed, a new arena is required, either now or soon. However, the current proposal may be both extravagant and indeed short-sighted. Perhaps a modest and functional project would be more in line with North Bay's capacity. David Brazeau, North Bay.